The third feature this week was also written by Stacia Briggs. As every year passes, the Allied World War II generation slips into history. Our veterans put their lives on hold to answer their country's call when it needed them most. And on the 75th anniversary of D-Day, we remember them. The feature is read by Charlie Hollis.
With every funeral for a D-Day veteran that takes place, there is one less witness to the longest day. Norfolk's veterans have fought hard to take their place amongst the dwindling numbers of comrades who stood on Normandy's shore on June the 6th for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. As each year falls away, more of the first-hand witnesses to what happened on the beaches of northern France all those summers ago are gone. This year, Normandy will be subject to another invasion. More than 2 million remembrance tourists are expected to descend on the area of France, where 75 years ago, 156,000 Allied troops landed. But the most important guests in Normandy will be the veterans, whose first impression of this beautiful corner of France was far from the peaceful place it is today. Testament to that bloody day are the vast cemeteries with their simple white stones, which stretch for row after row in every direction from the beachheads, each marked with the name of a son, a father, a friend, an uncle, who gave their life for freedom. Throughout the Normandy campaign, the beginning of the end of World War II, 425,000 Allied and German troops were killed, wounded, or went missing. And now most of those who did make it home are gone too. But from Norfolk, a loyal band of brothers has returned to mark a day that none of them will ever or could ever forget, on the beaches which were the landing and dying place of thousands of soldiers who set off across the grey English Channel and stepped into the sea and into heavy artillery fire. Those men who were there in 1944 are now in their 10th decade. And while some may salute the fallen from their wheelchairs, their desire to be in France, to remember those who never came home, and to pay their respects has never been stronger. Each year, the anniversary is at the forefront of our minds at all times. We made a pledge to return to France as often as we can to make sure that those who we lost and left behind are never forgotten, said Jack Woods, 95, a veteran of the Normandy campaign who lives in Norwich. Jack saw service with the 9th Battalion Royal Tank Regiment in Italy and France, as well as taking part in the fiercely contested Battle of the Reichswald as the Allies pushed into Germany in 1945. He is now the secretary of the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association. His memories of his time in Normandy are at their strongest when he stands on French soil. We sailed for Normandy during the storm, and I was as sick as a dog. All I wanted to do was to die as the last LST, landing ship tank, we were on, did everything but sink, he said. Some of our tanks, which we had been told in the UK were impenetrable, were blazing away merrily on the skyline, giving out clouds of black smoke, or a firework display of exploding ammunition. Those of the crews who survived were coming back, their faces registering the shock of what had happened to them. It didn't take long for me to realise that we were killing people that were just like us, ordinary young lads. I thought right there and then, this is not right. It took me months to get back to normal when I came home, and I haven't been the same since. When you live through something like that, it lives with you forever. I feel the presence of those who died there when I'm in Normandy. I hear them. They do not want to be forgotten.